Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Late Breakfast. This is News Talk.
Now, this is Late Breakfast with me, Emma Dolver, and I can tell you a very sensible decision is to possibly avoid this morning's news headlines in the papers. Maybe just stay in bed, because if you have a health insurance policy, it's broadly pretty bad news, depending on what plan you are, of course. But we'll get into that now in a second. Dermot Good is our health insurance expert, and he's with healthinsuranceireland.ie. Good morning to you, Dermot.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. As I said, you probably heard me say just there, maybe avoid this morning's newspapers. They're a headache, right? It's not good. But listen, we'll get into the details. We're asking people, listeners who want to ask Dermot a question about their plan. Have they got any plan? Do they need to change their plan? Do they need to ring their provider? All that sort of stuff we'll get into in the next few minutes. But Dermot, I want to go right back to the start of this story. It seems to me, and I cover a lot of business and economic issues here on the station. I don't cover health insurance on a prolonged basis, but I'm looking at inflation at about between, you know, 2.5-3% across the economy. It obviously, you know, that's an average. So what are these health guys doing? I mean, it just seems to be they're out in front of general inflation all the time. So can you just give me some idea what is the dynamic that makes them so different?
Yeah, unfortunately, the rate of medical inflation, which is really what impacts our health insurance premium, I mean, depending on who you speak to, it can be anything from 8-10%. And, you know, whilst we were hoping for some respite earlier this year, but it looks like, you know, all the cost drivers impacting the delivery of healthcare, they just continue to rise, all those cost factors. So whether it's labour costs or utilities or, you know, all the increases, be it hospital charges, consultants fees, everything just continues to increase. And the other thing that's impacting on health insurance premium as well is that it looks like consumers, you know, they're pretty much shifting in terms of they're not going to the public system anymore. So anybody with private health insurance, and you could argue quite rightly because this is what they're paying for, they're now going to the private system to get all those diagnostics and those basic and simple treatments done, because that's where they can select the hospital, the consultant, the time of treatment, and so on. So we continue to see the insurance companies, it looks like, Emmett, they're struggling to, I suppose, get a full grip on both current pricing and claims volumes, but also they're always looking 2 years ahead. And it really looks like they still just haven't got to grip with this in terms of the volume, the likely volume going forward, and the cost of those claims. And we see extra capacity now being added in the private system, which I suppose is good news.
But just to get back to the cost drivers for 1 second, like, do you have any sense of what they are? I mean, you've mentioned staff, but I don't see nurses and doctors getting, you know, these kind of pay increases that match up with the health inflation. Now, obviously, there's equipment and all sorts of other things going on. But I just love to know what the key driver is, or is it, as you say, just across the board?
Yeah, and it's a very good question. We don't have that detail. I mean, the only entity that gets the full detail on all the claims twice a year from the insurance companies is the Health Insurance Authority. Now, in their 2023 report, they stated that all the claims right across the board had increased by about 15%. Last year, they said 6%, which was kind of out of sync with what we're seeing with the rates. We're probably waiting. We're just waiting to see exactly what the 2025 claims tell us. But right now, I mean, even when I speak with some of the private hospitals, like the kind of things that we're seeing, Emmett, is that like you can get an MRI done now at 10:30 at night, pretty much any day of the week in the private hospitals. We're also seeing that they're turning patients around much more quickly. So I think, You know, previously the average stay for a hip replacement was 5 days. Now I think it's 1 or 2 days before they discharge you. So they're getting through patients much more quickly. But it does look like, not just in Ireland, universally, the cost of delivering healthcare, you know, is a multiple of what we see the normal rate of inflation. And that trend seems set to continue. So unfortunately, from a consumer point of view, and by the way, you know, we've asked the insurance companies to give us more detail, like, you know, excuse me, is it specific procedures?
Yeah, specific and hospitals. we have this health insurance authority, the HIA, which have a clatter of information and data on their website, to be fair to them. But do we have any sense about the health insurers themselves? Are they, their profit margins tight? Are they getting more? I see a lot of new providers coming into the market, which would seem to indicate that there's money to be made and there's gaps there and things they can take on and so on. And maybe that's unfair, but do we have any sense of, like, the market itself? Like, you know, people are juicing profits out of this market, but I don't know whether they're growing or...
Hello, it's News Talk's Jess Kelly here. Before we get to this podcast, I want to talk to the business owners out there who know the value of having the right partner behind them. When it comes to empowering your business, Electric Ireland is the trusted energy brand that Irish companies rely on. As Ireland's leading energy supplier, they offer fixed price plans, expert advice and future-focused solutions, including solar power installation to support your business on its journey to net zero. Electric Ireland, making your business brighter. Visit electricireland.ie/business to learn more. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Talking or what?
Yeah, no, look, we don't have the exact detail. My sense from dealing with the HIA and the insurance companies is, look, they are making a margin. So we're not feeling sorry for them now in this scenario, right? So they are making money, but at the same time, they're not making super profits from this. Now, the legislation is designed in such a way, like, really, because the HIA sees this data, like, no insurance company is really, I suppose, it's set up in such a way that you can't make you know, exorbitant profits from this market. And when you look like all the various restrictions to entry, like the risk equalization scheme and all of that, it is a difficult market to make a lot of money in, right? But at the same time, we do have, thankfully, we have four players. So the new player that came in last year was Level Health, who are backed by Aviva. But to be honest, Emmett, we need more. I mean, we need 5 to 6 players minimum in this market. But there is...
I know Bupa are gone a long time and we're going into ancient history for a lot of our listeners, but do you think that still overhangs the market in the sense that new players, I know we've Leia in there, obviously got VHI, you've mentioned Level as well. Who is the fourth one I'm missing out?
Yeah, so we've Irish Life Health,
Irish Life,
Healthcare,
yeah,
Irish VHI, Life, yeah, and now Level,
yeah,
Health.
So is there a slight element of VHI keep a lot of their customer base because people did get burned when Bupa exited the market? And as you know, there was a big debate around risk equalisation at that time. So is there still that a little bit of sniffiness about the newer arrivals saying, well, how long are they going to be here? Are they committed to the market? Do you think that's at least a concern among some customers?
No, it is. I mean, and look, there's kind of, if you look at the equation here, the older the member, you know, the more inertia you see and the more, I suppose, fear, which is probably an exaggeration, but they are afraid of switching to different providers. And what I would say, look, to anybody listening to this, like 50% of people who switch will get a better deal with the same insurance company. And I have to say, we've seen a change or shift where people now realize there is no such thing as loyalty in health insurance. So they're now looking at all the deals in the marketplace. But yes, they do tend to look and see, well, how long is this player in the market? But like the market, surprisingly, Emmett, even with all of these increases, like the market is still growing slightly. I mean, it's now 2.54 million members. So
okay,
despite all of that.
Yeah, there are some very specific queries, which you're more equipped to answer, well, far more equipped to answer than me. So we have one, we are 71, presumably it's a couple. We're on ILH 4D Health 2. What alternatives to regain day-to-day expenses cover and retain as close as possible hospital cover? I'm hoping you understand that from Eric.
Yeah, I know exactly what Eric's talking about. So this is the Irish Life Health 4D Health 2 scheme. Now, the good thing, hopefully that member's renewal date is the 31st of December, because that plan today is €2,052 per adult. It goes up, though, on the 1st of January by 11%, by I think to just under €2,290. So there's a big increase coming on that plan. I would say to anybody listening now who's on the 4D Health 2, you need to phone up Irish Life Health. And there's two plans. One in particular is called Better Select. And Better Select is very similar to the plan you just mentioned, but it's 1,866. So it's about 200 euro cheaper per adult. So potentially you could stay with the same insurance company. Two adults could save 400 euro and have very similar cover.
Okay.
There's one other plan, just if they needed to save a little bit more with Irish Life Health. They have another plan, Emma, called Health Guide 2, which is 1,778. But anybody now who's on these 4D health schemes, and they actually have five of them, but anybody whose renewal date is January, you absolutely have to review your cover, because there's 11% increase coming your way. So definitely they should check out Better Select, first of all.
Okay, next one up. My Simply Connect Plus renewal is due on the 1st of February. It's gone from 2 grand to 2,734 this year. Outrageous.
Yes, so they're on a plan now. This is one of the old plans, corporate plans with Leia. And what's, I suppose, one of the positive features of that plan is that it still fully covers things like hip and knee and shoulder replacements. So I'm going to assume that member needs to keep that. Two plans they need to check out, still with Leia. One is called Prosper Advanced, and it's 2,564. And it's a considerable upgrade in their cover. It's actually a much better plan than what they have, and it's less expensive with the same insurer. And if they want something similar to what they currently have, there's another plan that Leia has called Total Health Extra, 2,400 euro. So they could potentially save between, let's just say, 200 and 350 euro per adult, stay with the same insurance company, and pretty much ring fence or keep all the essential elements of cover. So they're the plans that they need to consider.
By the way, are any of the insurers, does it matter if you're insuring car, house, etc., and you also, obviously, you know, some of these companies aren't in those markets, but some of them might be. So does that play any role in any of this? That
not
you're insured,
really.
These things are just stand on their own 2 feet and that's the end of it?
They do, except, so for example, right now, yes, they can't give you any extra discounts on your health insurance, no matter how many insurance policies you might have with them. However, the new provider Level Health, as we know, is backed by Aviva. And anybody who takes out a policy, a health insurance policy with Level Health, my understanding is they're entitled to a 50% discount, I think, on home insurance and 15% discount on car insurance. So once again, anybody who's with Level Health or thinking of joining them, that might be worth considering, because you might be able to get other discounts on other products that are available from the parent company, which is Aviva. So that's definitely worth considering.
Okay, a brief final one. I'd love a suggestion for an alternative to Irish Life's Health Guide 3. My new quote is 2,100 for a single person, 48, working as a teacher.
Yeah, and what I'd say, look, believe it or not now, the Health Guide 3 scheme is still a brilliant private room corporate plan with Irish Life, and they get 75% back on GP and consultants fees. But if that person wants to keep the private room and still keep good day-to-day cover, look, the kind of plan I'd be suggesting right now, they check out, there's a plan with Leia called Prosper Care, which today is 1,735, and on the 1st of January, it goes up to 1,840. So they can still keep pretty much what they have in place, keep their private room and save money, and save quite a bit of money, Emmett, and just look at changing. And by the way, anybody who's thinking of changing your cover, all you have to do is phone the existing insurance company or the new insurer, tell them the name of the plan you currently have, you know, tell them your budget, tell them everything, key hospitals, procedures, everything, and they in turn will tell you exactly what your cover is. And that's the best way, I suppose, of finding out if the new plan that I've suggested is suitable or not.
Okay, listen, busy year ahead for you and all those people making all the phone calls. Dermot Good is a health insurance expert with healthinsuranceireland.ie.
Late Breakfast. This is News Talk.